Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Nebraska regulators have given approval to the Keystone XL pipeline. It'll run here through Nebraska, and the decision was announced yesterday morning, just 9 years after it was first proposed. It met a lot of opposition along the way, and it's still going to be a bumpy road before the execution of this pipeline through Nebraska. An alternative route has been proposed to TransCanada, and it's not one that they prefer, but it would maybe hold up the construction of this controversial product. It faced opposition from environmental groups, and recently the XL pipeline was shut down in South Dakota after a leak of roughly 200,000 gallons of oil in that state.
Nine years. Isn't that amazing? It started 9 years ago. Holy smokes.
Back and forth. Bink, 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 bink. But yesterday, I mean, it was close. It was a 3-2 vote by the Public Service Commission. So, I mean, it wasn't like a slam dunk either. So we'll see what ends up happening. Broadcaster Charlie Rose is being suspended. Allegations of sexual harassment are mounting. An article written in the Washington Post detailed accusations by 8 women, including 2 who claimed that he walked naked in front of them. One also said that he grabbed her rear end. CBS has suspended Rose from his hosting duties on the network. PBS has halted distribution of his show. In a statement, Rose has apologized for inappropriate behavior. He said he's greatly embarrassed, although he disputes the accuracy of the claims.
It's weird watching the CBS morning show today because this is Gail and Nora, and we watch it every day with Charlie, Gail, and Nora. John Oliver on HBO always used to do a bit about the sexual tension because they all kind of they're playful.
Yeah.
So this is an actual clip from the show where Nora and Gail were singing to Charlie, and you can hear him being like, "Oh, like on the set."
Oh, baby, what you've done to me, you make me feel so good inside, good inside, and I just wanna be so close to you. You make me feel so alive.
Oh.
The news is back in the morning.
I'm gonna die and go to heaven right now.
Charlie.
So when was it? 2011, you said, was the last. Between 2008 and 2011, I think they're saying. But geez,
that's the reporting.
Man.
Yeah.
Some of them go way back. But so he would have assistants come over. I don't know if he's working on a book or a news story. And those were the stories where you're like, anyone hearing the headline, walking around naked. How do you walk around naked? Mm-hmm. Well, at his home, coming out of the shower.
One of the women was applying like for a job.
Oh, I mean, she was
being interviewed for a job. Yeah. And that's the one that gets like really like, ugh.
How awkward
his pants got wet. Like they were out by his pool. They were at his Bedford, New York home. And I guess they were out by his pool. His pants got wet. So he's like, let me go change. My pants got wet. And it comes out and he's wearing nothing.
How many people?
A white robe. And she's like, this job interview is going very strangely
but
now.
But it's not the normal world. I mean, how many people interview for a job at someone's house?
Jeez. Oh, well, yeah. Unless you're a nanny.
Depends. Yeah, I was going to say nanny or, you know, something with like a household.
Even that's weird. Yeah.
I mean, you're doing your job in your house right now. I mean, you could be wearing a negligee. It would be like Molly coming down and doing the segment in a negligee.
Inappropriate.
And us.
I'm afraid to say anything.
Yeah, we can come forward years later. Say,
it was terrible.
Molly was wearing a negligee, and I don't know why.
No kidding. I don't know why. My husband would be like, I don't know why either, because she was wearing cat pajamas when she went to bed.
I just
so
think
she must have changed to something sexy before she showed up.
That's
to
the
work.
Problem with Charlie Rose, though, is this false equivalency that Charlie Rose is as bad as Harvey Weinstein and the, you know.
They're all under the same umbrella right now.
Every one of them.
Oh, I think it's varying degrees of grays. I mean, I don't think you can't lump everybody in. I mean, it's case by case.
Everyone's getting fired. You know, it doesn't even matter. If you go down the list of everyone accused, rightfully so. I mean,
they're running out of room on the ice floe, right?
Yeah, isn't
everyone's
fired.
We put them on the ice floe and push them out into the bay.
Yeah.
But you also wonder, like, behind the scenes, like, what they know that they haven't made public
revealed.
Yet. I mean, yeah, exactly. So there might be more damning evidence that CBS and PBS are aware of as his employers that maybe we as the general public don't know.
CBS this morning is going to be a different show, that's for sure.
I know. Well, it's usually that when one of them's out, they'll have a sub. And this year, today, it's just the two of them. Like, there's no pitch hitter for Charlie Rose. So it'll be interesting to hear what the ladies have to say as the day goes on. The U.S. has put North Korea back on the list of state-sponsored terrorism. This was the first time since 2008. So the honor comes with things like more sanctions. North Korea was on the list for 20 years, and then President George W. Bush took them off the list in 2008, and they were hoping that would help relations and help maybe talks with the country stepping down their nuclear program. Well, that's not the case. So Trump said these new U.S. sanctions against North Korea are pending, and hopefully maybe we'll start seeing some results.
The Winter Olympic Games opening ceremony is February 9th.
Oh, bam. It'll be here before you know it.
Right. So what's going to happen?
President Trump is using his power to pardon the traditional Thanksgiving turkey today.
Gobble,
two
gobble,
of
gobble.
Them, actually. The two birds named Drumstick and Wishbone.
Ew.
Yes.
It's weird.
I know they name them.
Wishbone.
Drumstick and Wishbone.
I think those are great names.
Yeah. We don't name it if you're going to kill it, so I guess it fits, you know.
Right. The White House ceremony, the turkeys will live out their natural lives at the Gobbler's Rest exhibit at Virginia Tech, which is like the normal place that they all go. But it's just
sad that I would think that Trump would actually not pardon them for some weird reason.
He'd be the first.
Yeah.
He'd be like, oh, you know, Obama did it, so we're not going to do it.
Yeah.
They're like, no, every president did it. Yeah, but Obama
care.
Did it. Last Obama did it, so I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do what everybody did just because they did it. And then they're eating the turkey.
And then instead of pardoning them, he comes out with an axe. And just absolutely, yeah. If you are constantly running late, find yourself always chasing to get someplace, maybe this is a good indication of how long you'll live. They say that people who are maybe not as good at keeping time tend to be more stress-free and optimistic, and that improves their longevity and some say even their success.
Late, live longer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you would think being late for your funeral means you're living a little longer.
If you're late, you never have to worry too much about, you know, drive time.
Right.
You know.
Well, if you're late, you're usually more stuck in drive time.
I guess it depends, you know.
I just thought it was interesting. They say that together, that people who often delay their daily activities are more enthusiastic and spontaneous. They're not in a big rush. They're doing things in their own speed and
their
own happiness. They're living.
It's a stress thing. Is that the science?
Yeah. That.
Really?
Maybe. I find being late stresses me out.
I don't like being late. I try not to at every turn. I don't know why. Because maybe that does stress me out. I don't know.
So they say together, people who are delayed in their activities, it could lead to longevity, success, and positive personality traits. And people who are always running behind schedule. So next time that person
more successful and live longer.
We'll see.
That's the headline.
I know
everyone's going to be
you
late.
Should probably
today.
Tell the kids listening.
not good.
Be careful on that one.
There's new information. Those refillable water bottles that a lot of people use, they could be dirtier than we think. One new study says that they found that they could be dirtier than your dog's chew bone.
Well, if you're not cleaning it. People will get into the habit of using it every day and they don't clean it. They don't put it in the dishwasher as much as a plate.
I haven't cleaned this one in over a year. Way over a year.
So the outside of that is probably pretty grimy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's your everyday water bottle.
Yeah, it's my everyday. I don't even have a lid for it. That makes it even worse. So now the inside's probably got. I don't even know. No,
I mean, we could take that bottle instead to your next doctor's appointment. I'm sure that's got every sample. It's saliva, blood, what else? Obviously, it has it all.
Man, cam, yeah, it's got it all.
God, why? I don't know what. That's your work bottle. Yeesh. Water bottles with a straw top were the cleanest. People usually wash those out just because of the straw. But slide tops, those slide top drink tops, were the germiest. They say you probably won't get sick from your water bottle, but it's important to wash it regularly. They're just like, it's just gross. I mean, it's probably not going to kill you, but now you know and live with that for a little bit longer.
I'm sure coffee cups are pretty much the same. I mean, I don't wash my coffee cup either. God, what a slob.
In time for the holidays, KFC is offering a unique but not inexpensive way to escape all the tech-driven mayhem of the holidays. If you find yourself just overwhelmed by all of the noise and the constant going, this KFC has selling what they call an internet escape pod. It's for $10,000. You can have what's actually a metal framed tent with the figure of the Colonel Sanders draped over it. A door handle looks like a chicken leg. I guess KFC's advertising director says the company has planned to price the internet escape pod at close to $100,000, but decided in the spirit of the season to make it a deal for just $10,000.
Well, probably because they only made one, knowing they'll sell zero of them.
Yes.
Make it high, but then, yeah.
Do they really, does somebody actually make the internet
God, proof, I don't know.
You know, tent?
I mean, if you ordered it, I wonder if it like really shows up.
One of the cable companies, like you don't really even need to get that. One of the cable companies advertises a kill switch on the internet, any of us could do. You could go unplug your router, but they show on this person, like on their smartphone, just like, you know, how the people turn their credit card on and off.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
She goes under a phone and swipes and just turns off the router. And it's so you can eat dinner in peace. They show all the kids at the table. They're, you know, looking down at their phone, and all of a sudden they've lost the grid.
Screaming, crying.
So it's it's the eat in peace switch.
Dude, if our router goes down, you know, malfunctions, it is a crazy, crazy deal. All the kids running around trying to figure out how to start that thing or restart it.
Help!
It's kind of funny.
The router's down. You just sit back and watch, enjoy the show.
Yeah.
This thing is 7 feet wide, 6.5 feet tall. The internet escape pod from KFC is a one-of-a-kind item that comfortably fits four adults and a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Well, of course.
My husband's going to be sniffing around for this thing. Only one pod is being sold, so there's only the one.
Oh, they only made
the one.
They only made the one.
So, just make it for $100,000. Well, that's crazy.
In case you're wondering. Is only the one.
And this guy can go in and say, I got like $2 million worth of free advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
For a pod that cost $50.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Let's see this time.
Streaming live, worldwide, 24 hours a day.
Log on out. Check it out.
Channel 941.com.
Hey, it's Katy Perry on Channel 94.1.
Katy Perry tickets up for grabs. Hello, who's this?
This is Nicole.
Hi,
good
Nicole.
Morning.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Not Halloween, but Thanksgiving's coming up. Jeez,
it is.
It's all just sandwiched together. What are you doing for the holidays?
Hosting Thanksgiving.
Oh, are you really? How many people you got coming?
Like 20, not terrible.
20 is not terrible, but that is a table full of peeps.
It is. It's fun though.
Okay.
Do they bring stuff? Tell me that. Yeah. Like, okay, good.
Oh yes.
So
like,
you got
I do
the
all
help.
The main stuff, but they do all the sides, so it's pretty easy.
Okay. Well, congratulations. Right. You can just be thankful that you were corner of a nine, because Katy Perry tickets, you got them. Congratulations, dear.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, hold on.
Okay.
All right, you got a couple days to do that, too, by the way.
Almost every day when we do Katy Perry, we always come out of something Taylor Swift related.
I know.
Right.
There's always Taylor Swift before Katy, like upstaging Katy.
I tried to switch it.
The universe is talking.
I tried to switch it, and I ran out of time. I noticed them. I go, gosh.
Oh, my God, Taylor Swift is so awesome. We're all dancing.
Oh, by the way, we got
Katy. Oh, hey, Katy.
Hey. Oh, is that you? I didn't even.
All right, so Taylor Swift was up there on the list of money grabs, right, this year?
Yes.
And Katy Perry was as well.
Yeah, yeah, I'm trying to think. I mean, no, I don't think Katy Perry was on the list.
No, I thought you said she was down on that list.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yes, she was. She was nine. Yeah, thank you. She was nine. She made $33 million, and then Taylor Swift made $44
million. That's not too bad, then. I guess Taylor didn't have her album out yet, right?
No, Taylor will be, I guarantee you, Taylor will be number one next year after all of the ticket sales from her stadium tour and a reputation by Taylor Swift gets sold. But, you know, Katy Perry's big payday last year was the, what is it, $25 million she got paid to do American Idol? So think about that, $33 million, but a big chunk of that is the TV show that she's about to be on starting in March.
When will she, March she'll have to sit down and start taping?
Yeah, March 11th, I think, is when they premiere. And then that's when you'll see her. They did little excerpts during the American Music Awards. Yeah. Like I saw her. They were like, hey, vote for each of these people. It was like Lionel Richie and
they
Katy
put
Perry
them on a thing. Yeah, they had three different auditions. And it, you know, they sprinkled out through the show, you know, and you had to vote if you were into voting for one of them to see which one gets to move forward.
I wasn't in the mood.
You know,
I wasn't in the mood. Didn't pick up the phone. I didn't. I was like, you know what? Not ready yet. Sorry. I'll have to wait till next year. And probably won't vote then either. Apathy. Voter
I didn't think they
apathy.
Were good. All I can think is about we've run out of super talents. I think. I mean, they're still talented. Mm-hmm. But I mean, American Idol-esque, you know?
Well,
I don't
especially
think
when
so.
You consider American Music Awards, Kelly Clarkson sang like what, twice? She opened the show with Pink.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had her own solo performance towards the end. I mean, she's like the cream of the crop. Plus, you got like the Carrie Underwoods. I mean, that's a tough act to follow.
Yeah, everybody goes through those shows. I mean, if you're a singer in a band, I'm sure everyone's leaning on you. Dude.
Yes.
Are you going to go try out? But then you're worried they're going to leave the band. Stone Temple Pilots put out a new single with a new lead singer. And he's an X Factor grad.
Okay. Oh, is he really?
I mean,
okay.
Everybody's banged through X Factor, The Voice, or American
does
Idol.
Does he sound like Scott Whelan?
He kind of does.
Okay, because that's always the thing. Like, remember when Journey lost Steve Perry, and then they went and they found somebody who sounded just like him.
They found him on YouTube.
Yeah, right.
Which, that was kind of before the shows, though.
Yeah. Right.
Before talent shows.
And he's amazing, by the way.
Yeah, what is it, Arnell Panetta? Would he have gone on American Idol and won it if
no,
it would have
right?
existed back then?
No, I don't think he would have because, you know, he was, Korean? I'm not sure, but...
He's from the Philippines.
Philippines, yeah. No, I don't think so. I don't even know. He'd just probably be a tribute band, but I'll tell you what. It's like that movie Rockstar. I mean, he really is. I seen a Journey live with him, and you could barely tell the difference, not only in singing, but also, you know, the stage presence and all that stuff. It was amazing.
Totally amazing. I love him.
By the way, Steve Perry's still alive, Molly. We didn't lose him.
No, the band lost him. He quit.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's saying,
like,
voice.
He left. I mean, he left the band. I mean, they had to move on without him.
I just wonder what's going to happen with, like, Linkin Park. You know, with their main dude leaving. I'm not leaving, but yeah.
He actually did leave.
Yeah, he did.
He's more of a
He didn't leave the band. He left this astral plane.
He didn't leave, Molly.
They on AMAs, they got an award, you know, and they all thought they weren't there.
You mean?
Linkin Park. And so Linkin Park walks up there and they're like, oh God, they all run off the stage. We didn't know you were here. Well, what happened was Linkin Park got the wrong tickets to the show. And so they wouldn't let him in, but they finally let him in. But after they won the award, they ended up eventually kicking them out because of the wrong tickets they had for the show. And they couldn't, you know, they couldn't produce the right tickets. And they kept telling the security guy that we belong here. What a story.
You know what you guys need to watch if you want to watch a TV show disaster. Night of Too Many Stars, the Jon Stewart thing, aired on over the weekend.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't see it. The replay was on yesterday.
It was awkward.
And it's live TV.
Okay.
And it was just clunky. I mean, disastrously clunky.
What is
it
about?
I can't believe they haven't gone and edited. They're raising money for autism.
That's what I thought.
And so it's like a great cause. It was supposed to be like...
Night of a Thousand Stars.
What was it? Comics Relief. Remember Comics Relief back in the day? Get a bunch of comedians and raise money for a great cause. So Jon Stewart, very genuine. I think it's a great cause. They'll probably do it again. But Night of Too Many Stars, badly choreographed. And I watched 5 of the longest minutes of my life and then switched because it was so uncomfortable.
Did you watch
And Jon Stewart is losing his mind on stage, and he's like, okay, he's just out there alone. And then he finally gets Chris Rock out there.
That's what I saw, and it was
and
awful.
That just goes straight into train wreck. Chris Rock, Chris Rock is out there. They don't have any idea what's going
dying.
On. He's supposed to be reading people's minds.
Okay.
And I guess it was a choreographed bit with teleprompter.
Yeah.
And none of it's working, and they don't know who to talk to. So people in the crowd are standing up, and they're just, I couldn't believe this was on HBO. And that they replayed that without an edit.
Was it live?
It was so awful. Yes. It was so painful to watch the Chris Rock, because here are like two comedic geniuses. I mean, you have Jon Stewart and Chris Rock. I mean, two guys who can definitely handle themselves in an improv moment, but they were trying to follow a scripted.
Everybody gets in trouble for everything. So Chris Rock doesn't have a script. So he's being like, well, I'm not making that joke. And I'm not making joke. I didn't make a joke about this person's ethnicity. I didn't make a joke about that person's sex. Yai. Poor, you could see Jon Stewart's gray hair turning grayer, like turning into Gandalf as the minutes passed.
They can't go to commercial.
Of too many awkward moments on HBO.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Come on, wake up. The best way to wake up. Wake up.
Channel 94.1.
Been lots of conversations about Selena Gomez's performance at the American Music Awards, and then there came word that the singer may have had a debilitating panic attack on Sunday ahead of her performance. And now, I guess, people close to her camp are saying that's not the case. That Gomez seemed off and timid during the performance. It was because she was in character and she was acting sad. It wasn't because she was really sad.
But she could have had a panic. I mean, people do. Celebrities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Think of all that pressure having to get out there in front of all those people.
And perform. It's been a long time since she's performed. I think it's been over a year.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw her beforehand when they were going to a commercial. You know, you can see it in the background. She looked like she was having a good time talking to somebody. In the background. I didn't even know that was her until she jumped on, you know, until she performed, because the girl had blonde hair and I didn't realize she changed her hair. But so that's what they're saying. I think she was just acting.
Yes.
Because of the
it
video,
was a very
the song.
Intense, you know, like portrayal. And then there came fire because, you know, she lip synced or, I mean, it's interesting how many people have been breaking down this performance.
Well, they broke it down because you could see her, they were like, you could see her underwear. But the famous, the moment on MTV that made Madonna famous is when she sang Like a Virgin.
Yes.
And at the end of the song, she writhed around on stage and you could see her underwear. And people were like, oh my God, her career's over. She exploded. I mean, people were like, she's, you know, it was like a real performance. Remember rolling around on the stage? That was 1984.
A million years ago.
And now they're all Selena born.
Oh God, I don't even know.
1989?
Yeah,
no,
probably.
Seriously. Miley Cyrus is teaming up with Converse. It's all part of a new collaboration with the shoemaker. She's designing a bunch of shoes. The first shoe she shared is a platform low top with silver glitter sole and pastel pink, like upper part. So she said, more of my at Converse collab designs coming soon. She teased it on Instagram. So she's the latest celebrity to kind of do her own designing thing. Kanye has been into shoes for a while. A lot of people decide that after they become singers or creators that they want to suddenly.
What's that lady, the moon boot? What's it called?
Oh, geez. That Kanye West one. God, I don't know.
I was showing you. People
awful.
Have been making fun of it. Looks like an 80s moon boot.
Yeah, he's... I don't know. Maybe there's a market for everything, I guess.
Yes. People buy just because Kanye made it. I mean,
well,
honestly, he has such a triple.
A cousin in Virginia used to own a sporting goods store, and he used to say, the uglier the shoe, the faster it sold. So when shoes came in, they would be like, that's the ugliest shoe I've ever seen. They're like, watch this. And you'd put it in the front window.
And they'd buy it.
And it would sell like hotcakes.
Wow. I'm just kind of a Joe Schmo type shoe guy. I don't need anything fancy.
Yeah.
You know.
I love myself some Converse, though.
So
I've got at least two or three pair in the closet chilling. I mean, it's just like, I don't even, I mean, that's the nice thing about them is that they last for forever. You can wear them until they fall off your feet. Forbes magazine has come out with the industry's top 10 female earners when it comes to women in music. Beyonce is queen of the pack. $105 million is what Beyonce made last year. Adele was a distant second, $69 million. Taylor Swift, $44 million. Celine Dion, $42 million. And rounding out the top five were Jennifer Lopez with $38 million. Now everybody's betting that Taylor Swift will be the top lady next year when all the receipts come in from her new Reputation album and the following tour and all the swag and everything else that she's got going on.
It's the Big Party Show.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go Studios
on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.